Sometimes when we read the New Testament and hear the Lord explaining who He is and hear Him referring to Himself and referring to the Father, sometimes that can be a little bit confusing, can't it? So this morning we're going to take a look at this dialogue, this conversation that the Lord had with these group of Jews who were challenging Him and challenging what He was teaching about Himself. And we're going to take a look at exactly the words that the Lord used and spoke out of His own mouth that are now preserved for us in Providence to read and think about together today. And we're going to see how, as the Lord explained in response to these challenges, how as He explained who He was, it became clearer and clearer and clearer just in this short conversation that He had with these people who were challenging who He said He was. So this began with a statement that the Lord made where He said, "If anyone keep my word, he shall not behold death for an eternity." So those who were listening to Him and speaking with Him and challenging Him, they knew the Old Testament, and they knew that the fathers of the Jewish religion, Abraham and all of the prophets, had already died. Of course, but yet the Lord was here saying that He would give eternal life for those who followed His word. So they challenged the Lord on this. And they said, "Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets who are dead? Who dost thou make thyself out to be?" they said to the Lord. Now, if this was said today, it could sound even more disrespectful. It could sound like they were saying to the Lord, "Who do you think you are?" And the Lord then went on to explain to them exactly who He is. Now, the first thing that He said is one of those statements that can at first seem very confusing. But if we read this first part of the Lord's response and then think about what He said at each step afterwards, we'll see how the Lord made it clearer and clearer and clearer who He was. The first thing He said in response to them was, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that He is your God." So first, let's talk about what it means to glorify. It can mean to honor or praise somebody, but it can also mean to make something known. So the Lord Jesus here, in speaking to these Jews, was explaining to him that His Father would make something known about Him, who He was, but also that His Father was their God, "was whom you say that He is your God," He said. And their God, of course, was Yahuwah of the Old Testament. So He's beginning to explain who He was by first saying, "It's my Father who glorifies me and says who I am, and He is Yahuwah." Now we know that the Lord, Jesus Christ, and the Father and Yahuwah are all one, and the Lord is beginning to explain that to these Jews who are challenging Him. So this is what He said next to begin to explain that to them. He said, "Your father Abraham leapt for joy to see my day, and he saw, and he rejoiced." Now the Lord's referring to when the Lord Yahuwah appeared to Abraham on earth, and where it says in the book of Genesis, that when the Lord appeared to Abraham, the Lord made His covenant with Abraham, that if his descendants and he were circumcised and followed the Lord's law, they would inherit the land of Canaan. And also, when the Lord appeared to Abraham and told him that his elderly wife Sarah would have a son, Isaac, they knew that the Lord was referring to these stories when Yahuwah appeared to Abraham. But they didn't like what this meant because the Lord said that Abraham leapt for joy in my day. So as Jesus was speaking to the Jews, He was referring to Himself as Yahuwah having appeared to Abraham. And they didn't like that. So the Jews responded in a way that seems to have made fun of the Lord. And this was their response. Their response was to Jesus, "Thou art not 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham?" Now, the Lord had been born about 30 years ago before this conversation took place, and Abraham was alive about 2,000 years before this conversation took place. So the people who were challenging the Lord said, you're not even 50. Abraham was over 2,000 years ago. How could you have seen Abraham? They thought they had gotten the Lord and that they were able to point out how what he was saying didn't make any sense at all. But of course, we know that what the Lord said made perfect sense. And the Lord was about to explain to the Jews how it made perfect sense. And this was the next thing he said in this conversation with them. He said, amen, it is true. Amen, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Now these people the Lord was talking to, they were students of the Old Testament. They knew the story in Exodus that we read just a few moments ago, where Moses saw the Lord in the burning bush, and the Lord said to Moses that he would appoint Moses to bring the sons of Israel out of the slavery of Pharaoh. And then when Moses asked the Lord, well, who should I say is leading me in this effort? And the Lord said to them, tell them that I am has sent you. The Jews that the Lord was speaking with in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, they knew this story. So when the Lord said to them, before Abraham was, I am, they knew what the Lord Jesus was asserting. They knew that he was asserting that he was and is Yahuwah, the one and only God of heaven and earth, the Father, that all were him. He is the Lord God of heaven and earth. Now they were not ready to hear this, and they did not like that the Lord was saying this, and they thought that he was committing blasphemy by saying that he was I am. Now when we think about just that short phrase, I am, think of all the ideas connected to those two words, I am. In Revelation, when the Lord's in the midst of the lampstands, he says that he is who is and who was and who is to come. By the Lord calling himself I am, we get a sense of the infinity of God, the infinity of the Lord. But what was the reaction of the Jews he was talking to? They picked up stones to get ready to stone him because they did not know who the Lord was. There he was, standing right there, speaking with them, explaining to them exactly who he was, and they were not ready to hear it. They instead wanted to kill him. And this is why the Lord had to come on earth. Because the idea of God and who he was had almost completely disappeared from the minds of men to the point where they didn't know who he was, even though he was standing right there in front of them, explaining to them exactly who he was. So the Lord had to come on earth and take on that human form so that they could see him and learn from his own mouth who he is, and so we could read about it today and understand exactly who the Lord is. Now, if it was so clear who the Lord was when he came on earth and explained these things to us in the Gospel of John, why then when we read about these sorts of conversations where the Lord refers to himself and the Father, why then is it still sometimes a little bit confusing at first? Well, it's because after the Lord was born and taught and was crucified and resurrected and began to be worshipped in Christianity, ideas obscuring who the Lord was crept back into the minds of Christians. False ideas, like the idea that God is not one, that God is not the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahuwah the Father, but that there are three different persons who are God. False ideas like that, which made it impossible to picture the Lord anymore, even though he had been on earth and spoke truths out of his own mouth. False ideas, like perhaps that Jesus wasn't divine himself. And these ideas crept more and more into the minds of Christians to the point where once again, a clear idea of who the Lord is began to disappear from the minds of men. So the Lord had to come on earth again. He had to come on earth to make it known who he was. But this time, he came on earth in the heavenly doctrine of the new church, where he speaks to us and teaches us really the mission of the new church, which is to help others and know for ourselves who exactly the Lord is. So that we can look back at these words that the Lord uses in the Gospel of John and understand them for what they really mean. And in the heavenly doctrine and here in the arcana, the Lord gives us an explanation that we can use to look back at the Gospel of John and see it clearly for what the Lord was saying about himself. In reference to just this conversation that the Lord was having with the Jews in the end of John chapter 8, this is what the Lord teaches in the Arcana. He says, "From this it can be seen that the Lord, as to the divine human, is Yahuwah who was seen, and thus that he is the face of Yahuwah." So with this understanding of who the Lord truly is, we can go back to the Gospels and we can see that what the Lord's saying is simply the simple truth that he is the one and only God of heaven and earth. And with this understanding of who the Lord is, we can serve the Lord in this most important mission of the new church, which is to help introduce who he is to the rest of the world. Amen.